Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ramban on Parshas Behar. I wanted to start with the Ramban tonight, towards the very beginning of the Sedra on Parshas Behar. The Pasuk says in the beginning of the Sedra, Perek Chofei, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, Daber O Bnei Yisrael Ve'omarto Aleihem, Ki Sovo El Ha'aretz Asher Ani Nosein Lochem, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, the land should rest a form of a Shabbos, which of course we know is the Shemitah year. It should be a Shabbos to Hashem. So Rashi quotes the Medrash in Toras Kohanim, trying to explain the word Lashem. In other words, if you think about it, the Pasuk really could have just said, "V'shavsa ha'aretz," you know, the land will rest. Or, if you wish, v'shav sahar Shabbos, the land should observe a Shabbos. What does it mean, v'shav sahar Shabbos Lashem? What's added by the word Lashem, that it should be a Shabbos, a sabbatical year for Hashem, which the Pasuk says? So Rashi quotes, again from the Sifra, from the Toras Kohanim, l'shem Hashem, it should be for the sake of Hashem, k'shem shenemar b'shabbos breishis. Just as it says concerning Shabbos Bereishis, meaning the regular Shabbos, which we observe as Shabbos. What's the meaning of that? First of all, what does it mean that it should be L'Shem Hashem, that the Shemitah year should be observed as a Shabbos for the sake of Hashem, as opposed to what? What's the alternative? And what does it mean in terms of the comparison to Shabbos Bereishis? Let's start with that second question first. So, with regard to Shabbos Bereishis, we read in the Aseres HaDibros, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha. On the seventh day, it's a Shabbos for Hashem, your God. So the same way, the Taras Kohanim seems to be saying, the same way that Shabbos Bereishis, or just Saturday, is described as Shabbos L'Hashem, it's set aside for Hashem, so too, the term is used with regard to Shemitah in terms of Shabbos L'Hashem. But what does it mean that it should be L'Shem Hashem, that the Shemitah year should be for the sake of Hashem? The Mizrahi, in his comments over here, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, comments that what Rashi means is as follows. A person might think that the purpose in resting the Shemitah year, letting the land lie fallow for 1 year, is primarily for the good of the land. In other words, there is a concept that we should refrain from overworking the land. Again, not just from an agricultural point of view. You don't want to wear the land out. So one might have made the argument that the Torah over here is interested in preserving the agricultural abilities of Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps it's interested in giving the farmers some time off. You know, those are the rationales behind the year of Shemitah. So comes the Pasuk and says, no, the rationale behind Shemitah is that it's a Shabbos L'Hashem. It's ultimately for the purpose of Hashem and Hashem alone that we're resting during the Shemitah, that we're allowing the land to lie fallow during the Shemitah year. So says Rashi. The Ramban starts off by quoting Rashi. And then he comments, V'rabu seinu lokach niskavnu b'midrasham. Although Rashi is quoting a Medrash in Taras Kohanim, says the Ramban, He's not really getting pshat in the Medrash correctly. And he goes on to explain. Ki chol ha-shabosos gam ha-moadim l'shem Hashem hein, v'lo yomar be'echor l'shem l'shem. The Shabbos and Yom Tov in general, says the Ramban, is l'shem Hashem, for the purpose of Hashem. In other words, why else are we asking, why else are we resting on Shabbos or Yom Tov? It's all for the sake of Hashem. And yet, with the one exception that I mentioned before, which we'll come back to, the Pasuk never says you should rest on Shabbos Lashem, or that you should rest on Yom Tov Lashem. In other words, that term is never used in Chumash. Aval Omar Yi Alachem Shabboson, right? It uses the term Shabboson. V'Omar V'Yom HaKippurim Shabbos Shabboson Hi Lochem. If anything, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says it should be a Shabbos for you. So in other words, what's the use of the term Lashem? If Lashem is meant to say that this should be for a higher purpose, we never find that terminology used by the Torah itself. So says the Ramban. If the Ramban goes on to quote the Medrash and to give it a different interpretation, V'loshen Agraisa b'Taras Kohanim, Shabbos Lashem, K'shem Shenemar b'Shabbos Breishis, Kach Nemar b'Shviyis, Shabbos Lashem. Says the Ramban, the latter half of what Rashi quotes is actually the Medrash. The Medrash only says that it says Shabbos Lashem with regard to Shabbos Breishis, and it similarly says Shabbos Lashem with regard to the Shemitah year. So there is an analogy between Shabbos Breishis and the Shemitah year. However, the first thing that Rashi says, that the meaning of Lashem is that it should be L'shem Hashem, that the meaning of it's a Shabbos for Hashem means that it should be for the sake of Hashem. That already is Rashi's interpretation of the Medrash. It's not what the Medrash actually says, and in fact the Ramban will claim that that's not what the Medrash means. So what does it mean? Aval piru Shabbos Hashem Elokecha Omer b'Shabbos Breishis Kivo Shavas Vayinofash. Right? So again, as we mentioned before, there is one time by the Aseres HaDibros where it describes Shabbos as being Lashem Elokecha, for Hashem your God. And the meaning of that is to highlight the fact that Hashem historically rested on Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos Lashem Elokecha is not a description of how we should keep Shabbos. It's a description historically of the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos. In other words, Uvayom Hashvi, Shabbos Lashem Elokecha means the seventh day was the day of Shabbos for Hashem. It was the day on which He rested. Alkein lo sasa kol melacha, and therefore the pasuk continues, Uvayom Hashvi, Shabbos Lashem Elokecha lo sasa kol melacha, you shouldn't do any work. V'lachach omru zal, ki chein nemar b'shmita, ki hi shvi espashonim. The fact that the Torah says it's that Shemitah is Shabbos Lashem is to show us a certain connection between the Shemitah year and a regular Shabbos. Shabbos represented the fact that Hashem rested, and Shemitah, we will see, represents the notion that Hashem will rest in the future. It's not about the land, Shabbos Lashem, when it talks about Shemitah. It's about what Hashem does, or will do, not about our intention or our focus when we observe the year. So if all of this sounds very esoteric, let's continue reading the Ramban, and we'll come back, we'll try to understand what he's driving at with saying that Shabbos Lashem means it's a Shabbos on which Hashem rested, or Hashem will rest, as opposed to saying that it's a Shabbos, it's a day on which we should focus our mind towards Hashem, which is the way Rashi interprets the phrase. V'nei b'kan, in this one word, Lashem, Shabbos Lashem, Aru osanu b'sod gadol misodos haTorah. The pasuk is hinting at a very deep secret among the mystical secrets of the Torah. Kvar ramaz lanu, Rabbi Avram, Shekosav, v'tam Shabbos Lashem ki yom haShabbos. This mystery, this mystical idea, is already hinted at by the Ibn Ezra in his comments on this pasuk, where the Ibn Ezra says the reason that the pasuk describes Shemitah as Shabbos Lashem is ki yom haShabbos, to make us realize that Shemitah is just like Shabbos. V'seder yemos olam ramuz b'makom hazeh. And the secret behind the history of the world is hinted at in this place. So you say, how can the history of the world be hinted at in this one word, Lashem? So let's continue reading. V'chof oznecha. Bend your ears, says the Ramban. L'shmoa masha ani rashai l'hashmiacha mimenu, b'lashon ashiyashmiacha. I'm going to tell you some things about this secret. I'll reveal whatever I'm allowed to reveal. Bend your ear to hear these words. V'imtizke tisponon. And if you merit it, you will be enlightened by the words that I will share with you. So this definitely builds up a sense of suspense and anticipation. But the Ramban says, there's a secret here, there's a mystical secret here. Shabbos and Shemitah are linked together. They're linked to the idea of the history of the world itself. Let me see what I can tell you, and you'll see if you can understand to the best of your ability. He continues. Kvar kosavti b'seder breishis, ki sheishis yimei breishis, heim yimos olam, v'yom ashvi shabos l'ashem elokecho, kivo yiyeh shabos l'shem hagodo. The Ramban over here references an idea which he had mentioned back in Parashas Breishis, and indeed, the Ramban mentions this idea a number of times throughout his commentary on Chumash, and that idea is as follows. We know that Chazal tell us that the duration of human history is 6,000 years in duration, right? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin that the first 2,000 years of the world are tohu, they are emptiness or chaos. The second 2,000 years of the world are Torah, during which the Torah was first taught through Avraham Avinu. And the last 2,000 years of human existence are preparing for the coming of Mashiach. And then the last 1,000 years, after the 6,000 years are done, there's a 7,000-year period in which everything in this world is desolate. There's a 1,000-year period, rather, which everything in this world is desolate, readying itself for Olam Haba, for the world to come. Says the Ramban, back in Parshas Breishis, this notion of the 6,000 years and then the final 1,000 years are hinted at in the 6 days of creation. Each day of creation corresponds to 1,000 years of human history. And back earlier in Sefer Breishis, the Ramban actually talks about the specific events which took place on those 6 days of creation and how they correspond to historical events that take place in each of those 1,000-year periods which constitute human history. So, says the Ramban, when we observe Shabbos on a weekly basis, it marks the fact that God rested, past tense, that he rested when he created the world. But it also hints to the idea that in the last 1,000 years of human existence, that period of 1,000 years that will run from the year 6,000 to the year 7,000 will be an epoch in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be at rest, the world is going to be at rest. Bo yiyeh Shabbos l'shem HaGadol, God's great name, is going to experience a Shabbos, a world which is transformed. And Kimo Shishoninu, as the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Masechta Tamid, B'Shvi, or B'Shabbos, Mahayu Omrim, what did the Levim say when they sang the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? Mizbar Shili Yom HaShabbos, they sang Mizbar Shili Yom HaShabbos, but as the Mishnah there elaborates, it's La'asid Lavo Shekulo Shabbos Umnucho L'chaye Olamim. Right? Shabbos is described as representing not just the day of Shabbos, but as representing the future, a day which is entirely Shabbos, and will be a day of Menucha, of rest, L'chaye HaOlamim, for the life of the worlds, for a life which is an eternal life, the life of Olam Haba. So in other words, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, which describes the seventh day, speaks of the fact that Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation, and it alludes to the fact that there will be a period of rest and Shabbos and Ruchnius and spirituality, which will characterize the seventh set of 1,000 years, which will be part of creation. These two things parallel one another. V'hine hayomim ramaz la'asher bara b'maisa b'reishis, v'ashonim yirmezu la'asher yiyeh b'briyas kol yimei olam. Says now the Ramban, the system which is outlined in our Sedra, namely, work the land of Eretz Yisrael for 6 years, and then keep the Shemitah, also corresponds to the 7,000 years of human history. 6 years of human, six millennia of human endeavor, and 1 millennium of Shabbos, of Ruchnios, of spirituality, of Olam Haba, of the world to come. That paradigm describes the 7 days of the week, and it also captures the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. However, the 7 days of the week are tied more directly to the 7 days of creation. In other words, the 7 days of the week primarily are focused on the past, reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The 7 years of the Shemitah cycle represent those 7,000 years of creation, and the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle remind us of the fact that in the future, human history will culminate, and there will be this period of Olam Haba, this period of the world to come, in which we experience things from a very, very spiritual perspective. So the week is a 7-day cycle that's focused on the past. The Shemitah cycle is a 7-year cycle which is focused on the future. Both of them are Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos that we observe every week, Shabbos Bereishis, is described as Shabbos Lashem, a Shabbos that reminds us that Hashem rested, past tense. And the Shemitah year here is described as Shabbos Lashem, reminding us of the faith that we have, that Hashem will rest. In other words, that He will bring about a world of Olam Haba, which is characterized by Ruchnius, by spirituality, and by the reigning of Hashem over the entire world. So says the Ramban, that's what the Medrash means over here, when it says Shabbos Lashem by Shemitah, and it says Shabbos Lashem by Shabbos Bereishis. Not that we're supposed to observe these things for the sake of Hashem. That goes without saying. We observe all the Shabbosim and all the Yom Tovim, L'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. The point over here is to emphasize what Shabbos and what Shemitah are supposed to remind us of. Shabbos reminds us of creation. Shemitah reminds us of the ultimate redemption of the Geula, which is associated with Olam Haba. That's the connection between the two things. And then goes on the Ramban to say, V'yalkein hechmir ha-kosav b'shemitah, yosir mikol chai v'ilavin v'chiev ha-golius aleha. It's for that reason that we find that the Torah is incredibly strong and stringent when Klal Yisrael fail to observe Shemitah. You know, might say, on the one hand, it's not a chi of skila. You don't get stoned to death for not keeping Shemitah. It's not a chi of kares. It's a lav. It's a negative commandment. And yet we're going to find Parshas B'chukosai, that the Torah says that if you don't keep the Shemitah years, you're going to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. As we learned in Parshas Acharemos with regard to the Arayos, the prohibited relations, right? Where the Torah says, "Ulosaki haaretz eschem," the land will spit you out if you don't keep these laws of the Arayos. When it comes to Shemitah, the Torah is going to say, "Shenemar oz tirza haaretz sheshav sosea." The land will demand back, it will be recompensated for the failure to keep Shemitah. You'll be thrown out. V'hechzir ha'inyon, palmim rabos, koyimei ha'shama tishbos, v'nemar v'ores te'ozev me'em esiret z'shab soseha. The Torah says a few times that if you don't keep Shemitah, you will be exiled from the land. V'chein shoninu, and we say in Pirkei Avos as well as this week's Perek, galus ba al inoy hadin v'al ivus hadin, v'al shmitas ha'aretz, that galus comes about, among other reasons, for the failure to keep Shemitah. What's so bad about not keeping Shemitah? So explains the Ramban, because if you think about it, because Shemitah reminds us of God's creation of the world, but also reminds us to an even greater extent of the flow of human history culminating in Olam Haba, in the world to come, so a failure to keep Shemitah is both a denial of God's role as creator and also of God's role as redeemer. So in other words, it represents a tremendous act of kfira, of heresy, of denying certain aspects about, you know, what we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in history and God's involvement in history and the like. You know, that's all implicit in a person's failure to keep Shemitah. We should point out, by the way, over here that the Ramban is l'shitaso. The Ramban here is consistent with what he writes elsewhere with the definition of Olam Haba. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that Olam Haba means what happens to the neshama after the person dies. That's really Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a spiritual existence that the neshama enjoys after being separated from the body. The Ramban in Shar HaGmul, in his comments about what Olam Haba is all about, the Ramban writes that Olam Haba is something that we experience in this world. In other words, after the Tchiyas HaMeisim, after the resurrection of the dead, the souls and the bodies will be reunited and we will live a physical slash spiritual existence in this world, which is on a much higher spiritual plane than the one we currently live in. And that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the culmination of human history, according to the Ramban, as opposed to being something that an individual neshama experiences after it's separated from its body in this world. So here the Ramban is consistent. You know, he's using the term Olam Haba in terms of describing what's going to be at the end of human history. And again, that's consistent with his use of the term elsewhere. For that reason, we find that Yirmiyahu castigated the people because they were failing to let their avadim ivrim, their Jewish slaves, go free after 6 years. And he said, because you're not letting your Jewish slaves go free after 6 years, you're going to go into galus. Why is that such a terrible crime? Why does that deserve being sent into galus? So says the Ramban. The Ramban references this in Parshas Mishpatim as well, where we find the Torah's description of the din of Eved Ivri. The 6 years that the Eved Ivri has to work, and then going free in the seventh, also represents this idea of the 6,000 years of human history and redemption in the seventh. The individual Eved Ivri, in his terms of servitude, is representing the idea of God's redemption at the end of human history. So we understand now, says the Ramban, why Yirmiyahu was so insistent that if the people failed to keep that halacha, they would be sent into galus, because that halacha actually, like Shemitah, is predicated on a belief in Olam Haba. Kigam be'eved shviyis kiyovel. The concept of the seventh year by an Eved Ivri is treated like is similar to the Yovel. The Hayovel Yivoda Od Mibracious Adva Yechulu Kiyoshuvu Bayovel Hakol Ish El Achuzoso the Ish El Mishpachto Kihu Mosod Hamamin Yachrish. V'zeu shenemar v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos, u'krosem dror ba'aretz, kihi eretz ha'chaim ha'nirmezes ba'posik ha'rishon sheba nemar v'ha'aretz ezkar. So here, the Ramban introduces the idea of the Yovel year. Now again, the Yovel year is the culmination of seven times the seven-year cycle of the Shemitah. Again, as we know from the Psukim. So the Yovel Yivoda Od Mibracious Arva Yechulu. The Yovel is known, or some have the Girsa Yodia, it teaches once again from Bracious to Vayechulu. In other words, the way the Ramban seems to understand the significance of the Yovel year is that it hammers home this idea of God creating human history in seven millennia, six millennia of regular human history, and then 1 millennium of Olam Haba type history, if you will. And the Yovel serves as a Chazara year. It's a year of review. It reviews, it forces us to go back and review this concept again. And the notion of review is built into the Yovel itself, because what is the Yovel? Among other things, the Yovel says, press the reset button and go back and put things the way they were at the beginning of the 50 years. Have all of the lands returned to their original owners. So Yovel is about the need to go back and review this principle once again. Ki hu mosod hamam in yachrish, a very obscure term which he uses, but it seems like what he's saying is that someone who is a ma'amin, who is a believer, has to be machrish. He has to plow again and again. He has to go back and review this concept which he learned through the institution of Shemitah. He has to relearn it once again through Yovel. And when it says by Yovel, Krosem Dror Ba'aretz, you should proclaim liberty throughout the land referred to was not simply Eretz Yisrael, but it refers to the Eretz HaChayim, the land of eternal life. The land of eternal life is Olam Haba. So Krosem Dror Ba'aretz, you should proclaim liberty throughout the land. In other words, you should signal the concept of Olam Haba, which is inherent in this whole cycle of the Shemitah and the Yovel. The Shema Lozeh Ramzu Rabu Seinu Ba'amram Chamishim Sharei Bina Nivru'u Ba'olam. Finally, says the Ramban, when we think about this idea of the Yovel, it may correspond to a concept with which Chazal speak about in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that there were 50 gates of understanding that were created in the world, 50 levels of knowledge and understanding. The Kulam Nimsiru L'Moshe Chutz Me'echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu was privileged to understand, to be able to plumb the depths of 49 out of the 50 gates of understanding. But the 50th gate, he was not able to penetrate. Where did Chazal get that idea from? So he says, Ki chol shmita shar bayis echad. So every shmita cycle represents, or every year within the shmita cycle represents one shar, one gate of bina, of understanding. Vinei hodiu kol havaya mitchilo v'yad sof. So in other words, if the shmita years now represent human history, as the Ramban has explained, at a deeper level, the Shemitah years also reveal the understanding of human history. Human history is not simply the facts of what happened, but it's the insight and the depth of understanding what happened, why it happened, the causes beyond things. So the Shemitah cycles represent seven times going over human history and understanding it better and better and better. The last year, the Yovel year, is the final chazara, the final review, in which one is able to understand every single aspect of human history. You know, as you go, the idea the Ramban seems to be putting forward is that as one goes through the cycles of Shemitos, one gains a deeper and deeper understanding of human history and everything associated with it, till you come to the 50th year. If you go through the 50th year, the Yovel, that represents looking back at human history and understanding every dimension of it. However, no one can really understand human history through the Yovel fully, because after all, the Pasuk says the year of Yovel is Kodesh, is holy. And holy means that it's beyond our ability to comprehend. So says the Ramban, when Chazal talk about Moshe Rabbeinu being able to comprehend 49 levels of understanding, but not being able to get the 50th, that concept that there are 49 levels of understanding and that the 50th is somehow elusive is hinted at in the 49 years of the cycle of Shemitos and the 50th year of the Yovel, which again is a category by itself. It's Kodesh, it's off limits, it's beyond our ability to fully comprehend, and that's what Chazal were talking about with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Again, a fascinating Ramban introducing the whole idea of Shemitah, Shabbos, Yovel, putting everything together. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see a portion of the Ramban from Parshas B'chukosai. We'll now take a few moments and say Tehillim, and we'll have in mind all of the Cholim who need a refuah. Kapitel Tzadi Aleph 91. Yoshev b'seiser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonon Omer l'Adonai machzi yumsudosi Elohai eftach bo kihu yatsi l'cho mipach yokush midever avos bevroso yosech loch. V'sachas kenofov tefse tzina v'socheiro amito lo siro mipachadoi lo mecheis yof yomom midever v'ofel yaloch miketev yoshud sohorayim yipal mitzidcho elef urvava miminecho elecho lo yigosh רק בינך סביר ושילמס ושועים תראה כי אתו אדוני מחסי עליון שם כמיונך לא סוני לחורה ונגע לא יקרב יועלך כי מלוך יצא ולך לשמרך בכל דרכך על כפיים יסונך הן תיגוב פה אבן רגלך על שחל ופס הן תדרוך תרמוס כפיר וסנין כבי חושג ויפה לתיו עשה גביו כי יודע שמי יקועני ונאיו אם הוא נוכי בצורו אחה לציו ויחה בדיו ערך יומי מספיהו ויראהו וישו עשי קופחוף אלף 121 שיר למעלוס עשו עיני אל הורים מיין יבוא עזרי עזרי מים אדוני עושי שמיים ואורץ אל ייתן למוד רגלך אל יונום שומרך הנה לא יונום ולא ישן שומר ישראל אדוני שומרך אדוני צילך יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקו ויורח בלילה אדוני ישמרך מקורא ישמר את נפשך אדוני ישמר את סייסך ואיך מהטוב יד עולם משברך ובוסנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה וירון דבני שלמה יבח וירפא יסח חולים בעבור שבלין עדן על מסתוקו בעבור המסחר זה הקודש ברוך הוא ימול ירחמים עליהם ואחלים על הרפא וסל להחזיק על האחל יוסל משלח להם מהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים חולי ואוריהם לכל גידיהם לסוף שאו חולי יסוף ועס הנפש ורפואה עס הגוף אשתה בעגלו בזמן קורי ונאמר אמן We'll dive in Ma'ariv Be'ezras Hashem I'm going to dive in Ma'ariv Be'ezras Hashem a little after 8:52 I want to wish everyone a good evening and Be'ezras Hashem will speak with everyone tomorrow